This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Barbara Romanello, BARBARA ROMANELLO. Date of birth 07/02/1949. Date of appointment February 29, 2024. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUACARLSON. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Barbara Romanello today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who hears voices. She is off balance. She has a back problem also. She has a memory loss, confusion, loss of appetite. She has a headache also. She is constantly off balance and falling, does not sleep well. CT of the head and MRI of the brain done, blood work up done. She lives with the daughter. She takes shower herself, dress herself. Daughter help in cooking and paying her bills. She has a dog, but daughter takes the dog outside. She is hearing voices, a lady, a man, and a kid talk to her. She heard crying. She heard screaming. She saw them once. She cannot sleep. They want to kill her. Her hands and feet are numb. Past medical history. MIGERD, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Past surgical history. Neck surgery, myringotomy, tonsillectomy, stent in the heart, hysterectomy, allergy to penicillin, medication, Seroquel 25 mg daily, lisinopril, metoprolol, social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, she is widowed, lives with the daughter, have one kid, family history, mother disease, breast cancer, father disease, diabetes, heart problem, three sister. One sister had diabetes, two brother, one brother deceased due to blood clot, other brother has a diabetes. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 150/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decrease on both side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination strength 5 or 5 deep tender reflexes, 2 or 4 plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Mild late onset Alzheimer's disease. Number 2. Hallucinations. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, decreased hearing on both sides. Number 6, dizziness and lightheadedness. Number 7, auditory hallucination. Number 8, depression. Number 9, anxiety. Number 10, joint pain, joint stiffness and muscle pain. Number 10, back pain. Next paragraph. Her MRI of the brain and CT of the heads are negative for any acute finding, but it shows white matter changes. Her hemoglobin A1C is 7, vitamin B12 is low, which is 165. I suggest that she should get a vitamin B12 injections initially and then tablet. I would like to start Aricept 5 mg PO daily. I would like to increase the Seroquel to 50 mg daily. For auditory hallucination, psychiatric consultation is recommended. I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities. Lower extremity cannot be done due to edema. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.